All right. Here we go. This is Coach's Corner on the, what is it, the 10th day of August?
That's what's different. 13th. I was wondering why you're so much higher.
Yeah, I'm a little higher, but
13.
Yeah. Okay. 2025, and here we go in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another podcast here on Foresight Sports 365. I'm your host, Greg Golden, and this is a Coach's Corner. Yes, the world-famous interview with coaches from around the globe, but specifically here at North Georgia at South Forsyth High School. I got Doug Thomas with me on the right hand here. Doug, what do you say?
How you doing? That's good. I didn't know it was global, Greg. I thought I was just in South Forsyth, but I love it.
We broadcast around the world on our little internet station. And the man who makes things go here at South Forsyth High School, the head football coach of your War Eagles, a guy that uses no P in that last name, is James Thompson. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Always great to have you in here. Got to be feeling good. I know Doug's teed up a couple of specific questions that he wants to, but let me just ask you, first of all, two games under your belt, both good performances with a team that looks like they bought in, so congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks. I think that's what we got out of it, is we're becoming a better version of ourselves.
Yeah, you're looking for that improvement every day and every week. Doug, welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you.
Tell me what's going on.
Oh, hey. So, a lot after that game last week, there was so much going on in all three phases of the ball. But, Coach, let's start off with, obviously, you had game number one under your belt last week, and then now you had game two. So, talk a little bit about between the two, practice, how things went, what things that maybe some things that you felt from game one that you needed to work on, and then give your assessment of game two from game one.
You know, when you start, you try to create a process for everything. A way to handle any situation, and a way to do anything that we need to do to accomplish a game. So, you know, building the right week starting in Monday, you know, what does that look like? How does this, you know, what are the kids supposed to approach? What are they supposed to learn? How are we supposed to install it? All those things, Tuesday practice, Wednesday practice. So approaching the first preseason game, we kind of started that process. And then refining it, going from the first preseason to the second, and then continuing from this week, you know, trying to nail down exactly what we're supposed to do. That's kind of been our focus, and I think we're on what, you know, where I charted we should be. I think we're hitting that, we're hitting those markers, and once we get the approach correct, then it's really the same thing every week. You know, it becomes routine, and it becomes about us getting better. And I think that we're almost there as far as exactly how that looks.
You know, one thing that you have to love, because obviously you guys sit, and like you said, sometimes you draw up, you hear teams drawing up the first 15 plays and that kind of stuff, so I don't know exactly what you do. But it has to be good, such a great feeling when you sit here and plan a game, how you're going to start, and you open it up with an 80-yard drive for a touchdown. What's that feeling like as a coach? You go, okay, hey, everything we worked on, it worked and came together exactly how we wanted.
It's a credit to the kids, because to me that's football, is if you have a methodical drive. I don't think we're ever going to be that team with an explosive play team. You know, we're not just going to be bang, depend on explosives to win. So we've got to be that way. Now, being consistent and having drives like that, building numerous within a game, is kind of the task. And I think that that's maybe where we fell short last week, was we couldn't really put it together in the second half as well as it was in the first. So again, it goes back to, was our approach correct coming into the second half? And those are the things that we're looking to fix.
Yeah, because the one thing that you can see from what you guys are doing is you're looking for those sustained drives. Like you said, yeah, sure, every team would like that home run, and I'm sure you'll take it if it's there. But I loved watching just the really good mix between the run and the pass. And also, one thing that's just so much fun to watch is all the pre-snap movements. I mean, there was plenty of times I saw four guys shifting it right at the end. I look at the defense, and it's like they are confused and don't know what to do. And you are taking what the team gives you, which is what it looks like from the outside looking in, which is very impressive.
Yeah, that part's really cool because of what it takes to build it. I mean, all our shifts are for a purpose. It's not just eye candy. So it's, you know, is to see how the sandbacker responds. What do they do with the corner? What do they do with the, you know, all those things? And to have coaches, competent coaches, that are up to give me information and to give each other information on what we should do next. Or when we do this, it's this. Maybe we come back to this. And then constantly getting feedback. And I think, you know, that's football. And that's the fun thing about football, is when you get a good staff and they're working together and everybody's got a role and we're all completing our assignments individually for a team-oriented purpose.
You know, I think one of the things that Doug said, and I don't want to lose track of this, was the balance in the calls on the offense. That works if you can get a little bit out of both. That's a charm. And you're really getting that. We've seen good footwork by everybody. The guys on the line are setting up their blocks well, whether it's a run or a pass protection. Your backs are getting out into the open and setting their feet and catching those balls. And then the quarterback, the three-step, the five-step drop, he's setting his feet well and delivering the ball quickly. It's a really nice balance because these guys are all doing their job.
Right, so, you know, like charting plays, and Cordell's really good at getting that information. Like, man, we need to go back to, you know, if we're P and 10, it should be this run play to balance it out. You know, how many times we run it, how successful. And again, everything's evaluated. Everything is for a purpose. And it's just fun, man. It's fun to be around and take that approach with good coaches that we have.
Yeah, because one thing, and hats off to Coach T, and I'm sure there's others involved, is watching that front line on both aspects. So watch the getting, they're getting pushed, they're getting movement. You know, you're going to run the ball. That's all you need is a little movement to get that running back to the next level. But the pass protection, I'm watching them. I mean, their technique looks good. They're in the right place. Their hands are in the right place. And that's giving Will something he wasn't used to, you know, which is fantastic. And then just watching him distribute the ball. I think at one point, I think I had counted five different receivers or running backs that had caught balls. So you're not focused on one particular person, which is great. But I love, if Cordell was sitting here, I'd love to tell whoever, him or whoever came up with the play designs. I mean, I think before here we were talking about, there was one where Callum is lined up at tight end, and all of a sudden he just sneaks across the back of the line and gets lost in the shuffle, and a little pass to him, and off he goes. And Greg mentioned running backs out of the backfield, which is fantastic. But one of the ones I think I like the most is watching Will use his checkdowns. I mean, I saw probably at least four or five that he looked at his progressions, weren't there, used his checkdowns, and then, you know, and one of them I think was even the Braden Hammond, which broke a 35 or something or 45 yard, playoff of it. So it's just completely different. They look like an offense, which is what is fantastic. And like you said, it's week two, so, and you still got a lot to work on.
Yeah, we do. And like you mentioned, Will, this was his best game from the game one to game two. This was a lot of improvement. But, I mean, it's a thing to not panic, to take what's given to you and operate within the system is always our focus with him and getting him to kind of do those things and not panic back there, which is what you do when you're a young quarterback. You know, you don't see it. You try to run. And when you're able to run, sometimes that's your default. It's like, I can scramble my way out. Well, that's not playing quarterback. That's playing little kid football. And I think that Will is starting to learn that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also, I mean, so the offense looked strong. And then all of a sudden you move over to the defense and, wow, the defensive line, owned the line of scrimmage. And what I love about that is when they do, that allows your linebackers, everybody else to do their job. I'm sitting there watching the defensive line own and get the push and get pressure. And then you've got Luke Bronner and Callum McGilvery, you know, being able to read and react. And I'm going to tell you right now, those two have a burst of speed. I there were some times that they shot through, you know, when they would be hesitate on purpose and then shoot in. And I don't know which one's faster, but it was impressive to watch. But it all, to me, starts with that line up front, because if they can own that line of scrimmage, that allows everybody else to do their job much better.
Yeah, you know, the front is probably the most important thing in football, is the defensive front, because you've got to reset that line of scrimmage to have the ability to do anything. But I think that what we've really emphasized here is understanding situations, understanding football. So, like, not just lining up and hitting a gap, which is maybe what, you know, again, you go back to what they grew up doing. That seems to be how you install it when you're young. As you grow, when you get into varsity football, you got to understand concepts, schemes, what the offense is doing. If the back's to me, passing down, you know, which way is the slide going? Like, who's going to block me? What are my moves to get off of this block, right? And where, you know, all these things have to factor in. So if you're just lining up and hitting a gap, this game is going to pass you by. That's really been the emphasis up front, is to not play little kid of football. but to start thinking, using your brain, playing percentages, understanding how to close gaps, you know, those kind of things. And it's really good to see we're nowhere close to where we need to be, but, you know, that approach, I think, will be okay in the long run.
One of the things, again, and we've talked about this the last two games, is the discipline these kids are showing. You know, they're coming out here. You guys are doing all kinds of stuff in the backfield before the snap. But, at the snap, you can only have one in motion. And that's what cost us a lot of times. We get flagged for getting confused in the backfield, kids running into each other trying to make these movements. But what we've seen here is that same kind of thing that confuses the defense a little bit, but you're not getting flagged for it. You're doing it and getting into position, getting the feet set before the snap. And that's a breath of fresh air to see coming in for this South Forsyth team.
Yeah, knock on wood, that continues, right? I told the kids, you know, we had a blocked punt, and then they called roughing, and it was 4th and 20. You know, so they got an automatic first down. It ended up being a 45-yard penalty. I'm not going to get upset at 15-yard penalties. I get upset at 5-yard penalties, which I think we're minimizing. But at the same time, you got to be consistent. We're only played 2 preseason games. If that can hold true for the rest of the season, we would really have a good – we'll be in a good situation. But, you know, that's the challenge every week is, can you be the same guy next week? And we'll see.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, too, is what you look for is, you know, let's say, like you said, player makes a mistake, has a penalty or something like that, then that's a teaching moment. It's how do they react to that? Did they learn from that and not do it again? And so far, that's what we're seeing is, hey, they quickly go, I get it, and don't do it. But the defense, I mean, let me just look here. When you look at this week, you know, the defense, I mean, pressure up front of the quarterback, which caused him to throw early. Hudson Rogers had an interception, and so there you had a forced fumble on the goal line, then turned it into a safety and turned it into points. I mean, it's tough to ask for more than that out of your defense.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and Hudson should have had 2 picks.
Yep.
That's right.
But he did have a fumble on the goal line.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, if we're going to highlight good, we have to focus on bad as well, so we can become a better player.
Yeah.
He's going to be an unreal kid. Like, Hudson has got an extremely bright future, and the way that he, like, takes coaching and the way that he understands the game is great. But, you know, you've got to, like, you'll see flashes of great, but we have to eliminate the bad too, because fumbling on the goal line was that's rough.
Yeah. Oh yeah, especially you think about it, if it's a tight game and then all of a sudden you're ready to go to the end zone and you lose that, you're right, after a long drive, that's deflating and everything. So you're right, that can cost you for sure. It definitely can. And then you move over to special teams. We've got to get them all in. I mean, your kickoffs are going in the end zone, which is fantastic that, you know, obviously keep from the return. But then a punt return. Oliver Starks had a big punt return for, I think, around 45 yards or so. So special teams are looking good. So it's just nice to see this early in the season the 3 aspects coming together. And I know you as a coach would be like, hey, we watch film and there's still a lot of things to work on. So again, in film this week, do you go back and go, hey, that was actually a lot better than I thought, but maybe this is something I need to work on a little more than I was thinking?
Yeah, it's never as bad as you think. It's never as good as you think. It's always somewhere in the middle. But we're more focused on, you know, that was last week. It's what is South Cobb doing?
Yeah.
You know, have you had a chance to see any film on these guys? Cobb County, you know, they're full of athletes everywhere. Right.
So, yeah, that's the challenge this week is they're extremely athletic. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, all across the board. So you can look at the record and say, oh, they haven't won many games last year and years prior. But, like, I'm telling you, this is a much improved team from last year to this. And they match up well with us because of their athleticism. So we have a challenge, and we can't sleepwalk into this game at all. I mean, this is a team that they can run. And they live off of explosives. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we don't do our job every play, this is going to be a seriously hard game to win.
Yeah. Do you approach now? It is regular season starting. Everything counts now. Do you, as a coach, approach it differently? Than what you would in a scrimmage? I know in a scrimmage, you're also in your mind, it's like, how many players can I get in the game and everything? Because that helps you look at a lot of them. And then, you know, so what's the difference in the approach coming game week and practice and everything versus, like I said, leading up to it?
So the goal, like I mentioned before, is to get the approach the same every week. And then try to, and again, we're trying to beat ourselves every week more than anything else. But you have to be aware of what other teams are capable of. This team is extremely athletic, and I can't, you know, I'm telling you, they're athletic, they can run. That's going to be a problem if we allow it to be. So we have to be prepared. one thing that I tell the kids a lot, which, you know, I don't know if any other high school coaches talk about this, but mentally, you've got to go into a game, every game, prepared to lose by 70 points. Mm-hmm. Because mentally, where were you going to stand at that point?
Yeah.
And it's not, oh, we're going to win. This cheerleader stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be mentally prepared for worst case scenarios. So that, because we have to reload next week. We have to go back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
And so getting acceptance from that, like, okay, and then building from there. All right, I understand that this team could beat us if this. We're hoping for this. The approach is the same. So, you know, again, more of the same, and that's kind of always the emphasis.
When you look at South Cobb, let's just talk a little bit about, start with offense and defense. What type of offense do they run? What can the people in the stands expect to see out of them? And then what kind of defense do they run as well?
Yeah, I think on offense, they're space oriented. They just like to get their kids in space, which is smart for the kind of kids they have.
Yeah.
And the quarterback is very athletic. Everyone is very athletic. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of us, again, tackling, doing our assignments, covering past 2 seconds into the play. Those are the emphasis. And then, you know, of course, turnovers. Like, if we can end up plus two, we'll be in a good situation mm-hmm. in the game. So, you know, the hope is we can take some away and then hold on to it and eliminate those turnovers. Like I mentioned with Hudson going into this week, those are kind of the keys to the victory. Defensively, it's the same thing. They're a 3-3. Which is like three linemen, and they'll play with three linebackers. And it's a lot of movement there, and it's a lot of, again, speed, athletes. And so that's a challenge, too. We have to be confident in what we do, offensive line, how they can, you know, their angles and their approaches. And running backs have to just be willing to run through arm tackles mm-hmm. because that, you know, that's what the 3-3 creates is a lot of, they try, you know, they're getting you down mostly by their arms. And so if you can run through that, I think you can create some plays. So, the challenge is in front of us. We've got to meet it.
Yeah. It doesn't come down to very often blocking and tackling, right? And we hear coaches say all the time.
It always does. All this stuff I'm talking is nonsense. Like, honestly, it comes down to that. You're right.
And those are the fundamentals, you know, and you've been working on that. It's obvious. We see it on the field.
Yeah.
So just keep that up, those drills and the training they go through for the obvious improvement. In blocking and tackling is spot on.
Yeah, that's right.
You mentioned one thing you did mention that I forgot to mention because I did see a lot of it was either yards after the catch or after that, what I call that first initial hit on a run. Guys are breaking tackles and it's not like they're getting hit and taken down, which is so important. You know, you get that extra 2 or 3 yards, that adds up. I mean, it doesn't, then, you know, towards your first downs and everything. So that's great to see that the guys are able to stay low center of gravity and do that.
Yeah, I agree. And we mentioned it all the time. Once we can create that one-on-one matchup, when you have the ball in your hands, it's not even about South Forsyth now. It's about you, your family. You represent everything. It's you. You have a chance to make a play for yourself. So that's kind of understanding that portion of it. Like, yes, you do your job. Once then you're presented with an opportunity to tackle, now you're representing your whole family here, right? So that's kind of where this football is really cool, how it kind of intertwines where you're from as well as who you represent.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I tell you what, it's going to be exciting. This is a longer road trip too, because you know on a Friday.
Yeah, I was just
going
to bring
where
this up.
Is going. You never know. Heck, like I said,
you've been down in the perimeter around here, haven't you?
I mean, we just talked about the track. There's a road closed out front. It took us 40 minutes for a 15-minute drive to get here. So you just never
40 minutes coming down Bethelview to around the 400 from Ronald Reagan. Unbelievable. But this, you know, you're squeezing down in the perimeter around over into the Smyrna area. And somebody suggested we all just set up at the Battery, get a couple of hotel rooms in the Battery on Thursday night, and just be ready to go down. We're going to work out our plan. What's yours? You're going to leave about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
We're going to get out of here as soon as possible. We hopefully 4:30 is enough.
Yeah, we'll be there and ready to go. Well, we're excited. Hey, congratulations on...
Hey, wait. Toby Sescor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
So,
good deal. Gonna need that.
So, congratulations on the first 2 weeks. But honestly, congratulations just to your whole coaching staff on what they've done from the beginning, you know, when you guys showed up to now. I mean, I can just tell you from the feedback, not, you know, parent feedback, everything I get on outside, it's a complete difference than what, you know, they've been seeing and everything. So, hats off to you guys. But hats off to the players for really buying into it and everything. That is such a big deal because... You know, they have to do that, and you can see they're all on board.
We've got the best kids, and I keep saying it, and I can't overstate this. These are the best kids on the planet, and I'm lucky to be here. That's a big, you know, I'm lucky to be here. But just like I told the kids, you know, I hope the parents understand. I hope that the, you know, people in the stands understand that there'll be days where it doesn't go your way, right? So we have, where are you going to be after that? Like, I know we're supportive now, but just be prepared because, you know, bad times do come, whether you're great or, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing that I look at, I mean, even if you run into that, which you're right, it's going to happen, but you can still tell the effort. You can still tell if they're not shooting themselves in the foot with the, you know, the illegal procedures or after the play, you know, pushes and stuff that get you those 15-yard penalties, which drive a coach nuts. You know what? I mean, if another team just happens to be in that day, I'll play you, it happens. But it's also, it's the way you still look on the field. And so far, and I expect to see that out of you guys.
Yeah. And thanks, Doug. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got one thing is for sure. We get tons of listeners on our live podcast. People are checking in to hear you live. And then we're getting like three times that many coming back, listen to the recording.
Oh, yeah.
All the players come back and listen to it. The fans can pick it out.
And the feedback on this, the Coach's Corner, is fantastic. Everybody loves it. And
this is one of the greatest interview shows on the planet.
And of course, on the road, we always know we get a lot more on the road as far as listeners go, too.
Well, we're awfully glad to have Coach Thompson in here with us tonight. Thank you, man. Go out there and have some fun Friday night.
And thanks, Greg. Thanks, Doug, for doing this.
Doug Thomas, my partner, one last word.
Hey, it's exciting. We'll see you. We'll be on the air Friday night at 7 o'clock and looking forward to it.
And we'll be headed down there, too, down into the mess that is the perimeter. And we'll have that call for you starting at 7 p.m., kickoffs at 7:30. South Riverside War Eagles at the South Cobb Eagles. So a battle in the sky is on tap right here on Forsyth Sports 365. See you then.
Hey, hold up.